One of my favorite hiring moves is to give a new hire, once they start, a real goal that really matters in week one. It's easy for the first couple weeks to be onboarding, to be meeting people, to be learning things and logging in, and all that stuff's totally important. But what I want to see is a bullet that's shot out of the barrel and goes fast from the beginning. I want to set the tone from the very beginning that you're a number owner, you're a person that matters, you're a person we trust, and you're a person we expect to produce things. So the most wasted time in a new hire's time is usually onboarding and Friday afternoons. Those just suck overall. So instead of doing a typical onboarding process, we do the opposite. Give you an example. We just hired someone to build a marketplace for us. And their goal over the first 90 days is to get 2,000 people in the marketplace. And they have to do a lot of building to get it done. So it could easily be a month of building stuff and then finally a month of doing stuff that like gets people in the marketplace. But we set their goal. And remember, it's 2,000 over 90 days. We set their goal in the week one of getting 10 people in the marketplace in week one. And build and change and tweak and adjust as you go. But week one, there's real tangible result. Week two, 50. Week three, 100. Week four, 150. Now you're at the pace, once you maintain 150 for 12 weeks in a row, you actually hit your 2,000 goal. So a normal thing a lot of people do when they try to start a business is they print business cards and they set up websites and they design logos and do all the stuff that doesn't matter at all. And a coach slash mentor of mine early on, Noah Kagan, coached me and taught me to do the exact opposite. Don't do any of that crap. Focus on getting your first dollar. Same thing with new hires. Don't do any of that stupid crap. Focus on what did you hire them to do and how can they take a big step in that direction this week? And how can you give them a result to own in week one? What result can they own? That's reasonable. It can't be like boil the ocean in 1 week, but Cody can get 10 people in the marketplace in week one. And then he can grow that in week two and grow that in week three. And by the end of week four, he's owning the real number. He's optimizing for the right thing, not optimizing for learning or optimizing for logging in or optimizing for meeting people. All those things are fine or important, but it's not the thing that really matters. The thing that really matters is accomplishing the output of the goal, output of the role. So what's a real tangible result? What's the number they own in general? You should know that before you hire. And then week one, how do you want them to move that in week one?
Most coaches and consultants who have a resource that they give away online aren't leveraging their thank you page, also referred to as a confirmation page, the way they should. Your thank you page is actually an opportunity to generate additional traffic to your website if you do the right things to make it go viral. This month only, I'm giving away my viral thank you page playbook, which includes everything you need to make your thank you page become a viral traffic source to your website, resulting in a lot more leads for you. You can grab it for free this month only at growthtools.com/free. Again, that's growthtools.com/free.